It is time for the Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams from ruralintelligence.com. One stop to go to find out what's going on, what's been going on, and what's coming up in our area. Also, a great chronological calendar of coming events for you and your family to peruse. And what we do each week is just hit upon some of the highlights that you'll find 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at ruralintelligence.com. And Mark, there are a lot of highlights this week.
Yep, I'm afraid we've got to spend Memorial Day weekend doing some really deep planning for what we're going to do next weekend. It is really getting into the summer period and some super lovely events coming up. So, yep, a lot to talk about.
Well, let's get to work. We'll begin on May 30th in Lenox, Massachusetts.
Yep, I had to mention this because the Mount has got a number of really interesting and diverse lectures on this week, but then for the rest of the summer as well. So it's really worthwhile checking it out. I've found a couple this week that I'm going to mention. The first one is on Thursday, as you say. It's at the Mount. It's at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's a lecture by Andrew Nagorski, and he's call it The Year Germany Lost the War. And I love history. I think we mentioned this on several occasions. And this looks absolutely fascinating. He has gone back and taken a look at the year 1941. And he says that Hitler made a number of major miscalculations and introduced a sort of policy of terror. And that was the factor that propelled Churchill and FDR and Stalin into their powerful alliance, which eventually defeated Germany. So Nagorski is going to be talking about that at this lecture. It starts at 4 o'clock at the Mount on Thursday, May the 30th.
From the Mount, let's go to Great Barrington for BIFF, the Berkshire International Film Festival.
Yep, it's back again this year, and it's really celebrating. I mean, it's this wonderful film. It celebrates independent films. It pays tribute to so many accomplished artists, both on both sides of the camera, really, both national and international and regional film goers as well will be able to enjoy what's going on. This year, it's a 4-day festival. There are screenings in Pittsfield as well as Great Barrington. There's going to be a big opening night celebration, and then there are going to be talks. And this year, they're going to be having a special tribute to Martin Scorsese. That's at the Mahewi on June the 1st. I think that probably is going to be very difficult to get tickets for, but definitely absolutely fascinating because he's going to be there in conversation with Kent Jones, who is the director of the New York Film Festival. And then it's all going to be followed by a screening of his film Silence, which is pretty dramatic, one man another. It's too complicated to go into all of the events. I think there are nearly 100 films, if there may not be even over 100 films over the 4 days. So really too much to talk about now. But it's all in our new article, which is called A Lineup of Legends and Local Subjects in this week's Rural Intelligence. So if you have a chance, do check it out. It starts Thursday, May the 30th, and runs through that Sunday. And there is something for everybody there. It really is a lovely event.
So from Great Barrington and Pittsfield, let's head to, let's see here, how about Connecticut, Roxbury, Connecticut?
Yeah. Well, I saw this and I thought, oh my gosh, I've got to mention this, because Cynthia Rabinowitz is the executive director of the Northwest Conservation District, and she's going to be at the Minor Memorial Library on Thursday, May the 30th, and she's going to be talking about the multiple benefits of rain gardens. Well, if there's any area that really should have rain gardens this last year, this is our area. And they're pretty easy to develop, they are important for the environment. And she's going to be talking about how you can make your own rain garden, the techniques required to create one in your own backyard, and the benefits of doing that. So I thought that was a really sensible thing. You know, we've had so much darn rain over the last since last August, I think, one way or another. It's a real opportunity to take advantage of the rain. So it's at the Minor Memorial Library in Roxbury on Thursday, May the 30th. It starts at 5:30 in the evening. And you can look it up under on Rural Intelligence under Rain Gardens with Cynthia Rabinowitz.
We go from rain gardens to how about Harmonies on the Hudson?
Yeah, well, let's hope there isn't any rain on Thursday evening at 6 o'clock in Germantown, because Ian Flanagan is returning to Harmonies of Hudson, which is this outdoor concert series based at Claremont in Germantown. He's been to Harmonies on Hudson before and been to Claremont. He's a progressive rock style. He has a really percussive finger style, I guess is the way you describe him. He's got a really rich, husky voice, very evocative lyrics, and it's a really lovely start to the weekend. If you go to the concert in Claremont, which is a lovely location anyway, 6 o'clock Thursday, May the 30th, down there in Germantown.
On May 31st in Rhinebeck, New York, the Country Living Fair 2019 edition.
Yeah, this is a popular event that's been coming back now for quite a few years. The Country Living magazine really comes to life, and they take all sorts of events around the country, and they do it at the Dutchess County Fairgrounds. It starts on Friday the 31st and then runs through Sunday, June the 2nd. And what they do is they bring into the Dutchess County Fairgrounds over 200 vendors from all over the country. More than 25 states are represented. You can shop all sorts of vintage items, antique items, repurposed items, handmade, all sorts of specialty foods, jewelry, home decor, handmade fashion, furniture, arts. They really make it into a spectacular country living fair. And the other thing that really makes it slightly different from some of the other types of fairs that you can go to is that a lot of the editors of the magazine go. They put on seminars, they put on cooking demonstrations, they put on artisan demonstration of one sort or another. They have the big specialty food market, which is really interesting to go to. And that will be at the Dutchess County Fairgrounds, starting Friday the 31st and then runs through June the 2nd. It's a big event in Rhinebeck, and it really is worthwhile. If you like the Country Living magazine, then this is really worthwhile attending as well.
Next stop, Lenox, Massachusetts, America and Me.
Yeah, it's back to the Mount, because I noticed that they're having another event on Friday. It's a stage reading, as you say, called America and Me with William Kingsolving. And it's really a chance to celebrate the 200th anniversary of the birth of Walt Whitman. And it's a big stage reading. The subtitle is The Celebratory, Profound, and Tormenting Musings of Walt Whitman. He's written it by himself. William Kingsolving has written it himself. The work focuses on Lincoln, the Civil War, the 19th century America, century proclivities, whatever they are, and the struggles of publishing Leaves of Grass. So it sounds absolutely lovely. It sounds really appropriate to having it in the Mount in Lenox. And it's on Friday, May the 31st, and it's at 5 o'clock in the evening. So another good excuse to go to the Mount and enjoy what they're putting on for the summer.
Now, here's where I'm confused, so we're going to take a little break here. The event on the Hudson follows that, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's right. And now we go from Alana over to the Thomas Cole Historic Site for something that's pretty interesting.
This is the big story in Rural Intelligence this week. It looks absolutely great. So on Saturday, June the 1st, they are opening the Hudson River Skywalk, which is a new walkway across the Rip Van Winkle Bridge to connect the two historic sites, Olana and the Thomas Cole Historic Site. It's going to be connected like never before. It's really been a very significant New York State infrastructure project. What they wanted to do was create this sort of physical pedestrian connection between the two homes of these wonderful painters. They've put in new parking facilities, new access paths. They've created an entirely new traffic circle so that you can cross the bridge much more safely and get to the bridge much more safely. And the thing is that the vistas from the bridge and from the famous homes on either side of it are therefore become much more accessible and become really just absolutely stunning and really worthwhile a trip. It's going to be a big, grand opening event on Saturday the 1st. Starts at from 10:30 onwards. Read the Rural Intelligence story because it really puts it into context what they're trying to do. It's the state has really got behind this whole project, and it really is tremendous. I think it's going to become a big tourist attraction in the area, bring a lot of people into the area, and we have a chance to go there on the on its opening day. So that's June the 1st. Starts about 10:30. Check out the Rural Intelligence story this week to get all the details and so that you get there at the right time.
Also on June 1st in Hudson, New York, yoga and a mini hike.
Yeah, you know, we go from the big events, these things like the sort of a, you know, massive new walkway between these historic sites. And then I spotted this and I thought, well, this also looks lovely up in Hudson in the Greenport Conservation Area. Early in the morning on Saturday, June the 1st, they are going to have a little yoga and mini hike all through the Greenport Conservation Area. And it just looks lovely. So Anne-Marie Constanza of Yoga Adirondacks is going to lead this. They're going to have all sorts of yoga appropriate for all levels. It's a very simple, lovely event. And then they're going to have a two and a half mile walk through nature. They're going to have a mindful forest bathing experience as well. Of course, it's all against the backdrop of the views of the Catskills. And then they're going to close it off with another gentle yoga session. So this is a small, it's a local event, just a lovely, you know, a time to connect with nature, just enjoy yourself and relax, no pressure. And of course, no prior experience is required. So just a lovely excuse to get out into nature. That's on Saturday, June the 1st, starts at 8 o'clock in the morning at the Greenport Conservation Area. Do check out all the details on Rural Intelligence as well.
Also on June 1st, we can head to Hyde Park, New York.
Well, this is another big story in Rural Intelligence Week this week. And it's all at Hyde Park at the FDR Presidential Library and Home. They are having the Beatrix Ferrand Symposium. Now, Beatrix Ferrand has had, there's a big documentary being shown, and then there are going to be all sorts of talks about her garden association and her impact on the gardens of the Hudson Valley. She is a really significant gardener and garden designer. This is totally appropriate because it's at the FDR Presidential Library and Home, which she was really involved in. The whole event is called Ferrand Forward, includes panel discussions. Obviously, the filmmaker is going to be there. There are going to be garden tours. It all culminates in a big reception. I'm sure there are going to be plants for sale as well, all sorts of things like that. But here is a gardener and garden designer who really had a big impact on the Hudson Valley one way and another, and it's a chance to find out more about our history and see this wonderful film as well. We have a big story in Rural Intelligence this week on it, so do check that out, but it's for that Saturday, Sunday at Hyde Park at the FDR Presidential Library one way and another.
Let's go on to North Adams, Massachusetts, the Harvest Seedling Swap.
Yeah, well, after a big event, I sort of thought, well, let's try and find a little small local event as well. And up in North Adams, every year they have the Hoosac Harvest Seedling Swap. And it's an opportunity for community members to pop along down to the Main Street, 85 Main Street in North Adams, and bring some extra seedlings that you may want to swap, or you can go without seedlings and choose offerings from other people. And people offer up all sorts of local wildflowers. They have their heirloom tomatoes, herbs, peppers, eggplants, perennials, all sorts of things like that. All the seedlings are free. There's an opportunity to give a little donation to the Hoosac Harvest, because those donations go towards subsidizing CSA shares for people who are needed in the community. So it's a lovely little event where you can really participate. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, North Adams, on Saturday, June the 1st. And as I say, it's at 85 Main Street in North Adams.
Well, we've got some exciting garden tours coming up, as a matter of fact, back to back here, Mark.
You'll be all over the place. Yeah, we've got some really lovely garden tours. The Garden Conservancy, I guess, is really hitting the ground running already this season, but they have now got a big garden tour up in Claverack, Ancrum, and Hudson on June the 1st. So it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. They're inviting you to tour the private gardens of Betsy Bendis, that's in Ancrum, Peter Bevacqua and Stephen King in Claverack, and then Ronald Wagner and Timothy Van Dam in West Taconic. There is another garden, I think, in Claverack, or you can go to Versailles and Hudson in Hudson as well. So enormous number of gardens up in the Columbia County area. But then be aware that in the northwest corner has got a whole lot of Garden Conservancy gardens open. So they've got gardens in Washington, Cornwall, and Roxbury open. Do check it out. Oh, and you can also go to Hollister House as well. So definitely, if you are looking for inspiration in gardens, these are great fun events to go to. The gardens are just coming into their own, so that's absolutely lovely. And then I saw this, in addition to these Garden Conservancy open day events where you can do these self-guided tours, I noticed that the Garden of Helen Bodian in Millerton is open, and Helen is going to be giving a talk herself there. She's a well-known photographer, and the talk is called Beautiful Rocks. And basically, it's part of the Garden Conservancy's Digging Deeper series. And she is going to be talking about how rocks can really become an integral part of a private garden. And that's actually really relevant for us, and I think for so many other people in the area, because we have large rocks all throughout our gardens. And you wonder how you can take them and make them into features. And she's looking at this, and she shows you with pictures and descriptions about how you can make them into really beautiful parts of of your design. So check it out. It will be in her own garden in Millerton, 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, June the 1st.
On June the 1st in Claverack, New York, the history of old-time radio.
Well, Marshall, you couldn't expect me not to mention this on Robin Hood Radio one way and another. It looks absolutely a fun event if you love radio particularly. So Claverack Library is hosting Ron Gabriel. He's going to be talking about the massive impact of the coming of the radio had on American society. He talks about how the formation of the four major networks developed. He talks about various different genres of radio programs, how the networks were time-slotted so that radio shows attracted specific audience segments, and how then the migration of radio shows moved from radio to television and how that all developed in the 1950s. It's really, it sounds like a really great, fun talk for all us radio fans, and how it really impacted when I was growing up one way and another as you. So it's in the Claverack Library on Saturday, June the 1st at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
We'll move from Claverack. We'll head to Salisbury, Connecticut. Chamber music of Brahms going on.
Yeah, I have to mention a couple of things in Music Mountain this week, because, you know, Music Mountain is going to be celebrating its 90th year. Well, this event is not actually in Music Mountain. It's in Salisbury at the Scoville Memorial Library. But they are, and the actual festival season doesn't start until June, the second week of June, I think. But to get people into the mood, Music Mountain's director Oscar Espina Ruiz is going to be talking about Brahms's chamber works. And this year, Music Mountain is featuring the music of Brahms at 8 different concerts throughout the summer. So it's perfectly reasonably should do this. And it really puts it all into into a bit of historic perspective, I think, which will be lovely. So he's going to be having some audio samples. There are going to be some explanations. There are going to be some insights into various of Brahms's works one way and another. So it sounds really a lovely start. It's a talk, as I say, it starts at 4 o'clock at the Scoville Memorial Library there in Salisbury, and will get us into the mood for the 90th, I can't believe it, the 90th Music Mountain.
In Hudson, New York on the 1st, they've got the Hudson Food Festival.
Yeah, this is back. It's really popular one way and another. I love it in the past. They bring the food trucks in to the Hudson, Henry Hudson River Park down there. They bring in all sorts of music, and it's a really lovely. So there are all sorts of vendors as well. So the big food trucks that some of us will know include Yummy Kitchen, the Green Palette, Flavors of Lebanon, Nosh, Microsta, and lots more. Then the Hudson Brewing Company will be there, and it will be showcasing some of its beers. Old York Farm Distillery will be showcasing some of their products as well, which I think will be fun. There's going to be live music, including live music from Soul Purpose as well. This is going to be a really popular event. It's really turned into something that's worthwhile going down to the park for. It starts at 12 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, June the 1st, runs till about 6 o'clock in the evening, and it's a really good excuse to go down and try those food trucks one way or another.
We'll go from the food trucks over to Chesterwood.
Yeah, Chesterwood is one of those small, nice houses and gardens that really makes the Berkshire special. And they're holding their 50th anniversary studio garden party this year. So I hadn't really realized that it was 50 years since it had become a site on the National Trust for Historic Preservation. Well, it has done, and they're having their big event this weekend. It starts at 5 o'clock on June the 1st, runs till 7:30. There are all sorts of fun things going on, including dances on the lawn by Dances Isadora. There's a tableau vivant. They even have a sculptor who's going to be there model sculpting from a live model. Obviously, there's going to be lots of music, cocktails, hors d'oeuvres. There's going to be a special big Lincoln Memorial raffle where you get to win the Lincoln Memorial. No, I'm just joking about that. You don't actually get to win the Lincoln Memorial, but I guess they have some sort of big event going on. Anyway, it's all at Chesterwood on Saturday, June the 1st, starts at 5:30 in the evening.
From Chesterwood, Lee, let's see where we can move on to New Marlborough, Massachusetts.
Yeah, we don't often mention New Marlborough, and I thought that I spotted this little event, and I think it will be really fun. Not many people know Gedney Farm in New Marlborough, but this is a great opportunity to get to know it a bit. They are having a beer dinner, which showcases the menu that prepared by the Gedney Farm executive chef Ryan McLaughlin, and the whole idea is that diners will enjoy fresh, locally sourced foods cooked al fresco. By the way, it's well worth going to. Gedney Farms has this amazing, massive outdoor Argentinian grill and wood-fired oven. It really is very impressive indeed. They are putting on this 5-course menu, and they're going to match it with all sorts of different Great Falls Brewing Company beers with each course. Including one of the ones which is really popular called the Lazy Hazy Housy NEIPA. So it will be a lovely event. It's at Gedney Farm, 6 o'clock in the evening on Saturday, June the 1st. Definitely worthwhile attending. So check out, if you haven't got anything on for dinner next June the 1st, this might be a good solution to that.
All right, we'll move on from that, and we will head over to, let's see here, where are we going, Hyde Park?
Yeah, why not? This is, well, we've talked about some of the views and vistas that are really coming into their own over the Hudson River this week, and this is a lovely event at the Stattsburg State Historic Site, where you can get to look over the river with these unbelievable vistas that they have, and enjoy what they're calling a Gilded Sunset Cocktails fundraiser. You can join all the Friends of the Mills Mansion at Stattsburg for cocktails, hors d'oeuvres. There's going to be live music and, as I say, absolutely really spectacular views. It starts at 6 o'clock in the evening at, as I say, the Stattsburg Historic Site. As it all starts on June the 1st.
How about some jazz in our life?
Yeah, why not some jazz with some ladies? Hudson Hall is having the Catskill Jazz Factory, and they're calling the series Ladies of the Blues. So if you're a fan of jazz, then get ready for the trumpeter Dominic Farinici, and she's going to be working with the vocalist Chanel Johns for a modern retrospective of the legendary ladies of blues, past and present. And they're joined by a quartet of top jazz artists. And they're really going to go back and investigate the early blues of Bessie Smith, Billie Holiday, Dinah Washington, Nina Simone, and other leading women voices through jazz. So if you're a jazz fan, this is absolutely beautiful. It's at Hudson Hall, 7 o'clock in the evening on Saturday, June the 1st.
On June the 1st in Washington, Connecticut, there's a 20-year celebration going on.
Yeah, you know, the Northwest Corner has got a number of local charities which really have done some really wonderful work. And ASP, or the After School Arts Program, is celebrating its 20th year on Saturday the 1st in Washington at the Gunnery. They're going to have a one-night-only evening of cocktails, dinner, dancing, live entertainment. It's all hosted by Congresswoman Johanna Hayes and Michael Lombardi. It will be a really lovely way of raising some money for this wonderful program that the schools have, which is called the After Schools Arts Program, or ASAP. So do help them celebrate 20 years and also help them raise a little bit more money for this coming season.
Another 15th anniversary gala concert coming up in Lenox, Massachusetts.
Yeah, the Cantilever Chamber Choir is celebrating its 15th year, having a big gala concert, as you say, in Trinity Church in Lenox on Saturday the 1st. Big concert. They've got a whole lot of their singers and the alumni coming along. They're going to be featuring the Mass by Igor Stravinsky for chorus and orchestra. They're going to be from music from past seasons as well. They're going to be from Vaughan Williams, Pizzetti, Bird, Schutz, all sorts of other people as well. So it will be really a lovely evening in Trinity Church. That starts at 7:30 on Saturday, June the 1st. So real opportunity to celebrate with Cantilever Chamber Choir.
Also on June 1st, the next festival benefit for the D.M. Hunt Library.
Well, I mentioned Music Mountain, and this event actually is at Music Mountain at 7 o'clock. It's the next festival benefit, and it's a benefit for the David Hunt Library. They have it every year. The next festival really is a festival of emerging artists, and they have this big event. Peter Askim is going to be conducting the string orchestra from the next festival in two works. It features Miranda Cuxon, who's a violinist, and she's really one of contemporary music's biggest stars, one way or another. They're going to be performing all sorts of various the US premieres of works from leading composers all around the world. So it's all to benefit the David Hunt Library there in Falls Village. So it's a lovely event, and it's a big excuse to go up to the Music Mountain on Saturday, June the 1st, and really get yourself into the mood for the summer.
And we'll wind things up in Egremont, Massachusetts.
Yeah, this guy is, a couple of people coming along to the barn at Egremont in Village, the Egremont Village Inn on Saturday, June the 1st, who are really super. But there's Mark Arelli is a multi-instrumentalist, but he's had lots of albums. I think his 11th album was in 2018, and it's called Mixtape. And it really features all sorts of reinterpretations of songs by the Grateful Dead, by Necco, by Roy Orbison, among others as well. So if you're looking for something to do on Saturday, June the 1st, and want to make a low-key but really fun event, then pop down to the barn at Egremont Village Inn, 8 o'clock. He's going to be joined by Rachel Sumner. She's from Twisted Pine. Some people will know that company, so that group. So do check it out. It will be a really fun evening on Saturday, June the 1st. Starts at 8 o'clock in the evening.
And that wraps up a very busy week where we just touched upon some of the things you'll find at ruralintelligence.com. Mark, we'll speak to you again next week.
I look forward to it, Marshall. Thanks very much.